WMCHD3 Detroit, KMPS HD3 Seattle, WBMX HD3 Boston,
and on AOL Radio
and Yahoo Launchcast.
CBS Radio's The New Sky.
Intuitive Song with host Lori Houston, a professional and intuitive counselor who offers authentic guidance and tools to assist you to become more conscious and connect with your divine soul, to empower you to move from your heads to your heart. Join Lori Houston with co-host Nancy Aruda, in-house astrologer, every first and third Wednesday of the month. Plus, Jennifer Kautz, our dream analysis, also joins the team. Plus, Lori can be heard on Sky Radio every Monday with Jean Adrienne on Voices of Soul, Wednesday and Friday from 1 to 2 p.m. Eastern each day. If you have any questions on your relationships, limiting beliefs, energy that's blocking you, and or awakening your true power as you journey from your head to your heart, call Lori Houston now.
248-545-SOUL.
CBS Radio's The Sky.
Believe.
And good afternoon. This is Intuitive Soul. I am so excited today. I have been wanting to get our guest on since I first connected with him and did a teleconference special with him. I was so inspired by the work that he's been doing and how he does his work. His name is Eric Altman, and this is someone, if you do not know his name, you need to know his name, because it's his, the work he does is amazing. I met him back in, I think it was May of this year, and then I've reconnected with him again and done another class with him so that I could get some more healing. And I have to say, the path that he's on, and the way that he, and I know he won't say that it has anything to do with him, but it has more to do with me being able to receive, but to be able to get into that place, to allow myself to trust in a way, he's just amazing, and you'll love him. I'm so glad to have you to the show, Eric. His laugh is infectious. His work is amazing. I'm so excited. Hi, Eric.
Hi, thank you for the very nice introduction. Thank you very much.
Now, you are offering a wonderful special for anybody right now. You can join on his website, ericaltman.com, and you can get from today until Christmas Day a free healing, distance healing done that he's doing. And I highly recommend to take advantage of this, because it's such a blessing. You're such a blessing, Eric, and you are doing so much to get yourself out there, and I again can't say enough. But you know, you've done some really fascinating work, and I know with CBS we can't have too much silence, but I'd love to start with, you know, a meditation that you sort of guide us through. I know you do some great work with golden energy, and I love this one technique that I've heard maybe once or twice, where you use a net to pull things up. But you find a way. I mean, when we talk about healing, we're not just talking about the physical body, because there's things obviously in the physical body that you see, but there's also things outside the physical body that are impacting us that kind of bring the patterns back. So we may heal the physical body, but because there's still things outside of our aura that are there, it comes back. And so this net process, I think it's all fascinating.
Yeah, it's fun. And then the fun part for me is, like, usually the friends of mine who do healing work and that sort of thing, and you know, I do a lot of those telesummits, and they all go into the body for pretty much. And so usually I work about 80% in the auric field, because all, like, most disease is like hanging out in that field around us. And so if that's clean, and you could buy, like, if I clear everyone today, they can buy like 5 to 10 years, even if they just kind of screwed up all the time. But it's like a buffer. It's really, it's very fascinating how it works, because the field around us is so strong and so potent. And so I energize it. And then, but like I said, most of the physical mental ailments are from that. They're coming in from the outer layers of the field around us.
Right.
So it's a little different than most people go right. They go right into the the heart of things, and then but then there's still remnants that are kind of like seeds that are still left around, and then they come back. They tend to come back more than not. Mm-hmm.
So do you want to try a process of just sort of getting us in a nice balanced state, and then we'll take callers?
Okay. So, yeah, if everybody can just receive, get in that mode of set your intention, and yeah, you can just say, my intention is to receive this healing energy. And here we go. Just take a nice deep breath and breathe from your heart a little bit. Just start to breathe, relax your whole body. Just relax the muscles in your neck. Just feel the golden energy come down from the top of your crown, coming into the top of your head. Just penetrating and permeating every molecule, every cell throughout your brain, through your whole head. Just cleansing, regenerating, clearing anything that's not positive to you, that's not supporting you, just allowing that to release with the energy moving down through your throat. Just softening all the muscles in your neck so you can just drop your shoulders. It's moving down through your spine. Now some just very pristine white energy, just golden white energy mix, now mixed, moving down through your spine and cleansing and then rejuvenating. So we're just bringing back the youthfulness and the flexibility in your spine, your neck, your brain, the front of your shoulders and the back of your shoulders, through your chest, down through your stomach. Well, you can just keep dropping, just receiving, allowing your body to let go. Just allowing the love to come into your being. Down to your waist, to your thighs. Lower back, buttocks, the back of your thighs and knees, back of your knees, and all the way down the front of your legs to your feet. And now just streaming that all the way down from the top of your head. I'm just streaming it all the way through your body, touching and penetrating every cell, cleansing, cleaning, regenerating. Now going deep into the earth. So it's grounding you deep into the earth. So that brings in health, very hearty energy into your body, helping the heart stay centered in the body, stay in the body. So that's grounding the heart energy into the body as well. Let's bring this golden white net that comes a little bit below the earth and is starting to come up and is swirling around in a circle. That starts to clean and clear everything out completely. Anything that's not yours since the day you were born, that's maybe lodged anywhere in your body, that's keeping your body running from just perfect, and your mind running from just perfect and smoothly. This will help increase your intuition too. To move into your pineal gland. So I'll let that run there as I clean and just draw the net up through your body, through your knees, up to your hips and your stomach, and just spinning around. Cleaning the pineal gland, pituitary. Then running this nice silver golden light right in your third eye, just to open that up so you can tune into yourself more and just tune into the environment around you more. Just let that open, just relax into that as well. So this is the golden white net is just clearing and cleansing through, and there it goes, just removing everything from the top, out the top of your head, and then into the sun, where the sun will disintegrate it, and you have a nice, fresh, new body, mind, and spirit. So we could start from there.
Great place to start. So what Eric does is he's resets everything so that we can be in a place to sort of start anew. And that's a kind of exciting thing between now and Christmas or the holiday season, to just sort of allow yourself to feel this. And also, this meditation, the energy that he sends is available at any time. So one, you can just go back into the memory of this, or two, you can listen to the show again and recreate that same energy so that you can allow it to move through you again. So it's again, such amazing work that you do. Eric, if you were to think of one thing that sort of holds people back, what would you say that would be?
Self-love. I was the first thing that came to mind. Yeah. Is that to support that, just if we claim whatever we're claiming that then we resonate with that more than anything else, is self-love. So like so I claim every morning and during the day whenever I think of it, just I am self-love. It's a true statement, and so then the body takes that in. If I said I was like a scoundrel or whatever, then it doesn't absorb that. It kind of bounces off. But what happens is our mind gets wrapped up in that. Mm-hmm. So if we go direct to the heart and just claim that self love, it raises our vibration instantly. Like just in the 2 seconds when we say that, and so. So it helps us remember, quickly, just who we are, and it starts to help us see clear and to create a different perspective about the stories that we tell ourselves from maybe childhood or whatever that kind of keep us stuck in this kind of spinning position.
Hmm. Mm. And the stories is really the piece that we kind of recreate everything that goes on after we're nice and clear and pristine, right?
Right. So if we claim that self-love and come from that spot, it helps us when the stories come up to interact, and the energy of the self-love is so, the vibration is so high that it melts, I would say, I'm just metaphorically, it melts the stories down. So if we can see them much clearer, and then we can see the truth of the story itself, that's what it is. And so we can move forward and then expand as well. And it's very instantaneous.
That's wonderful. Okay, we're going to go to our first break. You're listening to Intuitive Soul with Eric Altman from ericaltman.com. Definitely check him out. Take advantage of his distance healing special that's free for everyone until Christmas Day. And if you have any questions, you want to have healing on yourself, or you want to remove some of the blocks that are blocking you from achieving everything you would like, give us a call, 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. You're listening on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.
You are not alone. There are angels that help guide your life in time of need. Contact your angel by joining Laura Lee's Spirit Salon every Tuesday and Thursday at 3 p.m. Eastern. Acclaimed medium, Laura Lee will contact your dearly departed spirit guides and your angel too, to help you find closure, guidance, or insight regarding matters of the heart. As seen on Fox, NBC, TLC, PBS, and the Discovery Channel, medium Laura Lee has the ability to tap into heaven's realms and peer into your life, relationships, financial, health, and/or career concerns. friends. Learn how to raise some heaven in your life by joining Laura Lee's Spirit Salon on Tuesdays and Thursdays at 3 p.m. Eastern. Each week, you'll learn valuable tips to help your spirit soar high and to make that connection to your inner guidance. Hear inspirational stories from listeners who have personally experienced heavenly miracles. And most importantly, chat with medium Laura Lee to contact the other side. Come raise some heaven with Laura Lee's Spirit Salon, Tuesdays and Thursdays, 3 p.m. Eastern on New Sky Radio. The sky.
When you were young and your heart was an open book, you used to say, live and let live. But if there's ever changing world which we live in makes you give in and cry, say live and let die.
Radio is now CBS Radio's The Sky.
Back to Intuitive Soul with Laura Houston.
248-545-SOUL. 248-545-7685. NewSkyRadio.com.
And welcome back. This is Intuitive Soul. I have Eric Altman with me today, and I could go on forever about how fantastic I think he is. You need to experience it yourself. I hope you took advantage of listening to our first meditation that we did. One of the things I love about you, Eric, is that you make things so simple. Like, you don't clutter things with all of these processes that you have to do, or you don't complicate things. You make it really, really simple. And one of your things is that we need to just have fun. I mean, we make things so serious all the time.
So true. Yeah. No, I think so. Just to speak to that a little bit is, maybe it helped too. When I was small, I had a little bit of insight, like I do now. And so everything I see kind of through the heaviness of things that people, like, it's just a habit like anything else. So people were just followers, and so they follow other people, and it just gets ingrained in our psyche and in our cells and that. So, I mean, things should be fun. There's no, like, I don't, there's not a day that goes by that I don't have fun, you know, and I don't think it's not unusual. It shouldn't be unusual, but it, I guess it is unusual a little bit in my life. And so then, and, yeah, that, but I don't know if you can justify that, I guess that's good.
Justify having fun?
Or not having fun.
I was not just, having I, fun. I, well, everybody I, justifies that.
Yeah, it's really, so, how could I, yeah, what could I talk about the fun?
Well, it's like, you know, it's so much simpler than we make it. And, you know, we get so caught up in what's happening around us and making it personal to us, which hence the stories that we tell.
Yeah. But
it's like we need to laugh more. We need to get excited more about life. We kind of lose, especially around this time, like that seasonal, the seasonal energy of the Christmas. And I know, you know, there's a lot of people who don't celebrate Christmas, but there's still an energy of giving that is just a beautiful energy that we just, that we can connect into at this time of the year.
Yeah. Yeah. If we just, I mean, held that and kept that all the time, because it's so much more efficient too, where we don't need as much rest or sleep or that sort of thing. And then it's easier to be like, here with each other, like more present. Like with me, with you right now, like that's what's on my mind right now. And so it's really fun. Like that's really fun. You know, we're just two people and hanging out and, you know, we have people listening and that sort of thing. So, I mean, that's really great. It's amazing. Well, I don't know. There's no drama there, you know?
Exactly. But we want, it's like we have addictions to the drama.
Yeah, absolutely. It's probably, yes, worse than, I work with a lot of, lots and lots of, drug addicts, heroin addicts and that. And this, I would say by far, head and shoulders above anything else is our drama to our stories. It's our addiction to our stories, for sure. It's much worse than getting off any other kind of medication or drug. Yeah.
And the stories, I mean, if people could just see that they're not real, like they're, we've made them real because we keep adding the energy to it, but it's just our perceptions from based on our own experiences. They don't have any weight to them until we give it to them.
Right. And it's the primary part of it is that it's a function of like a protective mode. And so that we hold these stories up because without them, there's so much freedom. And so since we're not used to having that much of a playground in the world, so to speak, so that we have to justify why we don't. And, you know, if I was to say to call up a friend and say, well, oh no, I need to do this, this and this, you know, that everyone has lists, you know, of things to, but it keeps in a way that it's not conscious. It keeps them, pseudo safe, but it's definitely the, most unsafe place that we can be, kind of hidden behind our stories. Cause then we actually don't, we're not aware of things in life that are around us that could be harmful or just, you know, or painful to our psyche as well.
Yeah. I'm going to take this time and just, again, let people know this is a call-in show. I know you guys usually like to call in. Maybe you're fascinated by listening to Eric, as I am, but you can definitely call us to ask for a question, receive a healing or get rid of some blocks. Call us at 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. You can come on an instant feedback. Just be really clear about what it is that you're wanting. Probably best to give us a call just so Eric can connect in with the energy, although it's probably not as necessary, but it is nicer to have you on phone. Yeah, it's, you know, it's just, I just find this time so fascinating because it's there's such a mixture of hope and joy, and it gets kind of mixed up again with our stories of what happened to us in past holiday seasons.
Right. It's sad too, because yeah, we spend most of our time, you know, in the past, in the past that we're fluent in that language. And so then we feel almost like this false sense of confidence because it, you know, there's some truth to that, but then we embellish that over and over again as days and years and months go by. And so we kind of get further from ourselves, you know, from our true self.
And I know you just had your Thanksgiving weekend this weekend. So, I mean, people are kind of all caught up probably. or maybe everybody's taking advantage of Cyber Monday. But everybody kind of is, you know, kind of still in that energy. And so this would be a great time to call in and clear that kind of up and understand maybe the family dynamics, that they're not really how we perceive them.
Yeah, not at all. It's a lot of the work I do is just that, to crack that, to crack those false ideas open. And usually it takes maybe once or twice, and then it's done. And then at least they're seeing kind of for the first time, just even if it's a peak hole, and then it just starts growing of its own volition. Because then people, they remember that. They remember that they want to be free. They want more room to move in their lives and not be so heavy or serious or whatever. And they see they get more. It's very attractive. It's very like magnetic, I would say. And so they get the things that they actually are interested in.
Yeah. I've noticed with doing work with you that the energy sort of opens up. As long as, again, you're willing to sort of be open to receiving it, it just sort of flows and things start happening that you're, you know, wanting to have happen.
Yeah. It's much easier than people could ever imagine. Because, we're going with life as opposed to fighting kind of life. And so it takes a lot of effort and energy. And that's where a lot of illness comes, and just people who are disoriented or disconcerted with themselves because they're fighting so much or using so much energy to go down kind of a one-way street the wrong way.
Right. You can sort of see that, though. Like, you can see, what do you see when you people that is it like clouds? Is it like, do you
A little bit. That's good. I mean, so some people, everyone sees a little bit different. Like I worked with a couple early this morning. And so what I'll see is what they're saying, you know, I always ask them, but I always, 99% of the time I can see, as soon as they step in, I can see what the main conflicts are, maybe the first top three or whatever. And then I'll ask them, you know, I'll say I know what's happening. I say the opposite thing on purpose. And I just watch to see the energy, how if it's consistent with what I'm seeing. And so then I tell them what I just did. And then it gets them to loosen up
and laugh.
What's that?
And laugh.
Then they start laughing because it's like it's funny, you know, because they laugh at how, because they come in like really sneaky, you know, like private eyes or something. and then I tell them that, and it's really, then it's in that laughter, it's really fun. Then they can start like dropping the stories. Then I, you know, we just start talking as three people, and then it's fascinating to see like what happens in their connection and their relationship in that, and the stuff that they don't even really care about, but that's what they use all day for their armor, you know. So many times then I get reports back, or I see them maybe someone like a month later, and they look way younger. That's the first thing I notice. And they'll say that they get a lot of feedback from friends, and just because they don't understand us, we're carrying so much tension all the time. So if you think you're always holding, but we're used to that, and we don't feel it, but it's definitely happening, like, you know, around the clock.
Right. Okay. Well, the phones are starting to light up. We need to take our first break or our second break, and we'll come back and we'll take the callers. You are listening to Intuitive Soul with Eric Altman. Check out his website, ericaltman.com. Take advantage of a special from now until Christmas Day. You're listening on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.
Do you have a budget for vehicle repairs? Don't tell the shop. Hi, this is Pam Oakes, ESC certified auto tech and shop owner, here to tell you how to protect your wallet. Don't tell the shop how much you stashed away for car repair. Telling the shop you have $200 to spend on repairs and I bet you that bill will be $199. Let the shop tell you how much the repair cost will be. If it's too much and it's not a safety issue, spread out the needed repairs over a period of time. If not, ask that golden question, why? Why can't I spread these services out? And remember, there's never a stupid question. Ask your ASC certified technician for the answers. This has been your Car Care for the Clueless Minute for today. Let me teach you how not to fix your vehicle in the driveway, but how to have your car or truck properly repaired by an ASC certified technician, like myself, Pam Oakes. It's all about making you a savvy car consumer.
Through the bedroom window, she dances and I dream. She knocks off all ashes, sing. Bridal meadows melt in sunset. Her hair blown in the breeze. She can't see me watching.
The life you've imagined. Look up to the sky.
This is Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston.
248-545-SOUL.
Myself, a threadbare gypsy soul.
CBS Radio's The New Sky.
NewSkyRadio.com.
And welcome back. This is Intuitive Soul. I have Eric Altman with me today. We are just having so much fun, especially on the breaks, but touring as well. We finally have gotten some callers, so let's just go straight into the calls. Let's start with Deborah.
Hi, Lori. Hi, Eric.
Hi, Deborah.
Hi, Deborah.
We know each other very, very well, so I'm very excited that she called in.
Yes, thank you. I'm glad you guys are doing this interview, so... Eric, I was wondering, you know, you were talking about holding tension, and actually I have a long-term health problem with my back and pain, and that's one thing that I noticed as I was getting better is I had to let go of the tension that in my muscles, that I was trying to protect my places where I was injured. And, yeah, I'm just wondering if you can kind of maybe connect in with me and what you could, if you could offer some insight or healing.
Yeah, so so everybody that's listening so can benefit from this too. So I'll work on everyone at the same time and work on you. So if you just set your intention to just receive the energy and just relax, and then here we go, okay? And I'll check it out and I'll give you a report too. Okay, so just relax. So just for a few more seconds, just let the energy come completely into your bodies. Very bright, very cleansing. Clearing any negative energy out of the body, mind, and the auric field around your body. Okay. There you go. How are you doing? How are you feeling?
I certainly felt like layers of me kind of relaxing. and it took me a minute to kind of visually see the energy kind of coming through.
Yeah, it's good. Yeah, it just takes, you were just kind of resistant a little bit in the beginning. This is, which is natural, just push back. Because then the more that you can just like it, anything, like the more they can go with things, and it's so important for you, for everyone. But if you imagine the things during your day that you kind of resist, or you're anticipating that's going to happen already, so if you could maybe try to put more awareness around that and to watch it more carefully, because then that will help unhinge all the areas that feel a little stuck or that repetitively get stuck. Because right now they're totally clear, and they're how would I say that, they're lubricated, so things should like move, and then let your body just do what it does, like, so let the muscles work how they're supposed to work, and just let your framework, because your framework feels good actually, like there's some stiffness in your spine and your neck, and so it's like trying to take on a lot more than is needed.
Mm-hmm.
So one way that, and probably the most potent way you can get that out, because you're not speaking completely, like, what is the truth for you? Does that make sense?
Yes.
Yeah. So then that energy goes back in, it's very strong energy, because so the things you have to say are very important. And so when you don't say that, then it goes back down. The typical spot it will hit right away is our spine. And then it goes back down and it creates that stiffness and around our shoulders and our back too. But then conversely, like, it really enhances like your how you stand, but more importantly, like how you are in the world, like how you are more like leaning forward a little bit as opposed to leaning back on your heels. So where you have a lot of intelligence, and you have a lot of like power in your heart. So just if you open your heart, just more, let your heart come open more, and just trust that. Just try it. I mean, at least, and then see after you've tried it to before you evaluate it.
Okay, that's actually really timely. I was in a Tai Chi class this morning, and they're telling me that when I thought I was, you know, standing straight, I was actually, you know, had my shoulders back and kind of my hips forward to avoid connecting in my spine.
Right, right. Yeah, so in that, when that's lined up that way, so we start to just connect, like, in our whole body. So most of us are like, there's our energy, like, is up. It's up around just in our sternum area. So we're half out of our body almost all the time. So if you can just breathe, kind of, if you can breathe right below your sternum and bring when you inhale, bring in the energy through there. And so it really helps you ground into the earth. And then it gives you more confidence to speak up, to speak to the moment. Like I said, you you have a nice balance in your heart and your brain. So let that out, like speak up without thinking. I know it might sound funny, but in the beginning,
it's not that I'm not laughing because it's funny. I'm laughing because how true it feels, and I've heard it before.
Yeah, yeah. I guess this might. It might just feel a little funny, I'm saying, but it's, yeah, you'll feel so much better and bright, and then, I mean, you have a long life ahead of you. So, but make sure you speak, and then your heart will start shining out more too.
Well, healthy, thank you very much.
It'll be healthy. Thanks. Yeah. You're very welcome.
Okay. Thanks, Deborah.
You're welcome. Bye.
Okay. We don't have a lot of time, but let's start with our second caller, Cheryl. Who's feeling stuck with her career.
Oh, good.
Hi. I feel stuck in overwhelm and in the career I'm in now, and I'd like to transition out of it, but I have a lot of fear and I'm sure a lot of stuck energy in my body.
Yeah, so just let yourself have the fear, right? If you can just allow that to be. And so what actually controls us more than the fear is actually the resistance to it. And so that takes so much of our energy. And so it weakens us. And then our perspective of the fear is like totally skewed. It's like that the fear is insurmountable and it takes us over. So maybe I'll help you switch that around. But so I just wanted to say that to get that into your mind. So you can be more aware of that and just walk into the fear more and set your intention to just move forward, just to keep moving forward. Whether, you know, those feelings will come up for everyone. So it's okay and it's natural. So just know that. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does.
Yeah. So it'll be fine. I mean, so just close your eyes for a minute and I'm going to kind of help reverse snap that around. So you have a better perspective and a clear perspective of the
try and guide us through it because the pause is a little bit difficult for CBS.
Sure. Okay. Yeah. So as we connect, so let just allow your heart to open, however that looks for you, and just to connect with the love in my heart and to spark the love in you so we can connect in love. Just transfer that back and forth and just let that flow out of you and let your shoulders relax. And then let the fear come into that loving energy. Then allow yourself just to see the truth of that you're just made of love, like I am and everyone else is. And so just remind yourself when you feel a little bit of fear come up that you're made of love and that it's okay to feel fear. And you can keep moving forward and just stepping forward and not engaging that. Just notice that. That's all. So as I run the energy down through your head, and with a reminder of that, this loving energy that I am now, just penetrating the top of your head, and it's coming down through everyone's body and through your shoulders. So there's a lot of like tight shoulders and tight necks, and everyone in the it's listening and relatives. I don't know if it's going way out there. It's funny. So just relax in your shoulders and then just allow your heart to open. Just imagine it opening just across the universe. And that's where your power is. Just notice that. Let that connect to your brain. That deep knowing and understanding that the power in you is in your heart. It's in all of our hearts. It illuminates everything. It illuminates the truth of everything that goes on in our lives every single moment. If we look through the eye of our heart, through love, and let that love sink in to our eyes, to our seeing, all the way down, now through the body, just again saturating every cell, all the muscles, all the molecules, penetrating every cell down into the earth and just grounding you deeply into the earth. then washing over that is some very nice, pristine, like, it looks like a diamond, like diamond to me right now, like a diamond white light penetrating every cell in your body. It helps light up everything. It helps light up forward motion and just nice positive motion in everyone's life. So it's just circling around now at your waist level and moving down, circling down all the way to the earth and ground you down to the earth. And then coming back up with a silver net. It's really potent, and it's cleansing. It cleanses all the debris that's not necessary that we just cleared out. So it's moving up and it's spiraling up really quick. So it's at your hips and your stomach and your chest and your neck, right? And your neck is, everyone's neck is a little stuck. So it's about speaking the truth loud and speaking clearly to what you see, to what you are, to who you are. Letting the net just kind of take all the garbage away through your brain. Yeah, just out the top of your head and just release it into the sun. And just take a few nice deep breaths and then come back to where you are right now.
I need to go to break. It's our last break, and we come back. Stay on the line, and we will just check in with you and then take our last caller. You're listening to Intuitive Soul with Eric Altman on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.
Seeking guidance in areas of love, career, and family? Kimmy Rose and Friends provides access to gifted psychics and is just a call away at 1-888-626-7386. Visit KimmyRose.com. That's Kimmy with an I-E. And click on the link to Kimmy Rose and Friends under Kimmy's picture on the right. Choose your advisor and click on their link below. If they're not immediately available, schedule an appointment with them. Kimmy Rose and Friends, connecting you with psychic advisors Kimmy Trust.
Romeo said, Juliet, could you take me away from this? Juliet said, Romeo, I wish I could, but I don't think so. I've tried to run other times before, but this world always seemed too small. And oh my, they'll steal it all from you, but let me help you to see. This time. This time we'll start things over. So Juliet grabbed Romeo, ran to the car, said, come on, let's go. Let's not let them tell us what to do. Oh, no more. In the glove box of 45, ain't no plan but to stay alive. In a moment, rode up on that liquor store, and she's singing after. This time we'll start things over. After all this time, I'm still yours and you're still mine. After all this time, I'm at a bar down in Mexico, loving the sunshine, no ghost, no phone. Juliet says, I love you, Romeo. She takes his hand, puts it on his side, says, try and guess what there is inside. I know we plan to wait, but well, surprise. Oh no, this time we'll start things over. After all this time, I'm still yours and you're still mine. After all this time, I'm still yours and you're still mine. After all this time, I'm still yours and you're still mine. After all this time, I'm still yours and you're still mine.
Psychic Radio is now CBS Radio's The Sky.
Back to Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston.
248-545-SOUL. 248-545-7685. NewSkyRadio.com.
And welcome back. This is Intuitive Soul. We have Eric Altman today. It's just an amazing healer, amazing at what he does. And he's offering, you know, as a gift to everybody until from now until Christmas to do distance healing. Sign up on his website, ericaltman.com. Right before the break, we were talking with Cheryl. So let's bring her back on to see how she's feeling.
Hi. I felt a lot of relief. And even some tears, and a lot calmer, especially through my neck and my I tend to grind my teeth, and I've felt some relief there.
Great.
Oh, good. Yeah, don't grind your teeth.
Yeah. That's right. Uh-huh, it's only that easy. But that helps. It gets me out of my head, too, that probably one of my biggest problems.
All right. Well, thank you, Cheryl, for calling in.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
And then I want to say too, like I'd like to offer, since it came on late, as all the people listeners on your show, that I'll do the distant healing for your show. I'll do it for till the New Year's Eve, 12 o'clock. Yeah.
Wow.
So you can let people know that. I'm just writing that down for myself as a reminder. So I'll just continue that through New Year's Eve night at midnight.
Wow, that's great.
Yeah,
that's great.
Yeah, let people know that. That's fun. Okay. Yeah, it's really fun. It's really fun. I've been getting a lot of calls. It's really fun.
That's great. Let's try our last caller, Raul, who we love having on our show. Hey, Raul.
Hello, Lori. Hi, Eric. You know, long story short, my uncle got cancer. He lives in Chile. My sister is going through chemo with a lot of back issues, and I have some back pain. What's going on in the family? And also, I wanted to know, how much healing can we receive if we haven't learned the lesson? That's kind of like a two-fold question.
Until you have learned the lesson, is that what you're asking?
In general, I mean, how much healing can we receive, you know? How much searching can we do if we haven't learned the lesson? That's kind of like the other part of the question.
Oh, I got you. So the key, just if you play with me today, like there's no reason, like, why you shouldn't get better, right? So why your back shouldn't feel better. I was looking at it that way. If there's some reason there, but there's not. So you're just taking on a little bit of energy of other people. Okay. So, mm-hmm. so I can clear it off. But so then if you allow people to have their own experience and then you can, so that's much more compassionate than trying to like fix other people. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Cause that's why you get kind of stuff, because you're trying to like fix other people.
So,
does that ring a bell kind of?
Of course it does. Yes. Yeah.
so we can clean you up, and then so what's cool about that, then that reverberates to other people around you, and so that when they see that health and that strength, and so then you're supporting people. That's the best way we can support people, as opposed to mm-hmm. like kind of take on their energy, you know, when they're sick and that sort of thing, because that's their life. And I don't mean that in a non-caring way, the opposite. So I'll just run through that with you, and I'll kind of instill that in your body and infuse it into your psyche too. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. So we're just kind of, I'm going to put some golden energy like down the top of your head. So just relax and then move your head back and forth a little bit, just slowly. And then there it goes. So now it's moving energy. It's nice and gold, and now silver is coming in through your neck. And this is everybody that's listening, they can just tap into this. Down your shoulders and down your spine, and just saturating your spine. This energy will stay in your body for 7 days, just moving and circulating around. And then down the front of your chest and your arms, turning into gold, down through your hips, all the way down through your legs. And just relaxing your mind a little bit. It's relaxing your mind and your nervous system. So you can kind of relax and enjoy your life. And just remind yourself to take good care of you, and then people can see that. They can learn from you how to be healthy and bright and stand in your own space. And this, the energy will help you ground you deeply into the earth. And so this, it'll last for about 45 minutes. That the healing will keep on going after we get off the show too.
The top of my head and the side of my head is totally tingling right now.
Yeah, it's good. So this, if you kind of just set your intention deeper to just keep receiving it. And so it'll keep going more. I'll just set another one to about another hour. That will be good. Yeah, then it should be set. But again, if you can be an example for other people around you, because you have that in you. So it's nice. And that's what, I know you're very compassionate. So, that's the best way to display that to others.
And we have to end the show, but
great. Thank you.
I thank you. Thank
yeah,
you
welcome.
So much, Eric. You've done an awesome show. I hope to have you back in the new year. You've been
Likewise.
Listening to Intuitive Soul. Take advantage. He's now, for Sky listeners, going to extend it until the 31st of December. So take advantage of his healing special. We're on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.